Hey, did you hear that? That sounded like another episode of Myths and Malarkey with me, Caleb Cruz. Hopefully we've got some returning faces and some new ones in this hypothetical crowd. And if you are one of those new hypothetical faces, I guess I should tell you what exactly it is that I do here. In this podcast, I delve into different mythological stories, any cultural significance of those stories, and all while I try my absolute best to make sure you want to keep on listening. This time I'm going to be overgoing the Norse creation story called The Creation of the Cosmos. Norse mythology is actually pretty new to me, but I'm not sure what to expect, but I'm excited regardless. All right, that's just about enough intro for me. Let's just get right into it. At the start of it all, there was this massive gaping abyss known as Ginnunga Gap. Ginnunga Gap served as a perfect abyss between two places, a land of fire known as Muspelheim and a land of ice known as Niflheim. The frost and the flames spread throughout the void until eventually they met in the middle. The flames and the frost fought, and amidst it all, the ice melted by the fire formed into Ymir, a godlike giant. Ymir was an asexual being, and through committing multiple acts of mitosis, more and more giants came to be from his existence. I'm not exactly sure where the giants lived, because the whole area is still kind of a massive void plagued with an eternal war between fire and ice, but they made it work. As the ice continued to melt, a cow named Adhumla emerged. This magical ice cow provided nourishment for Ymir with her godly cow milk, and as a reward for this, the ice provided nourishment for the cow with little licks of salt in the ice. As the cow licked away at the ice for nourishment, Buri, the progenitor, was revealed from the ice, frozen inside and licked free by the cow. Buri then had a son who wasn't important whatsoever, who got married to a lady god who came out of nowhere and also wasn't important. These two completely irrelevant characters produced the chief of the gods, Odin. You've probably heard of him at some point or another. Odin also had two brothers, Vili and Ve, but they don't become too terribly important because they're not firstborn or something like that. Odin and his brothers got bored and decided to pull a prank on Ymir by killing him and constructing the world as we know it from his corpse. It doesn't actually give many details on how they did it or why they did it, so yeah, they just kind of decided that they wanted to kill Ymir, and they formed the oceans from his blood, the soil from his skin and muscles, the vegetation from his hair, the clouds from his brain, and Odin hired some dwarfs off of LinkedIn or something to perpetually hold his skull above the earth, becoming the sky. The idea of all of that is honestly a little unsettling to think that the earth we live in is made entirely out of giant parts, but at least they weren't wasteful with the spare giant body parts they had come across. And yeah, all of what I just said was before the Earth was actually created. I have no idea how any of that works. So many characters and dwarves just kind of popped up out of nowhere. I guess they already kind of lived in Muspelheim or Niflheim. And also, did this war between the fire and ice just kind of stop once they killed the giant? I mean, as far as I'm aware, that isn't still going on, but the realms still very much exist. I don't normally like to put too many of my own thoughts into these podcasts, but man, this story has my head spinning. Not too long after the world was created, Odin and his brothers were walking along the newly formed beaches of Giant's Blood and found two pieces of driftwood. These pieces of driftwood were conveniently shaped like a man and a woman, so Odin decided it'd be neat to make them into real humans. So naturally, Odin blew his breath of life into the driftwood, and his brothers inspired mental activity and gave them senses. The man was named Ask, and the woman was named Embla, and they were gifted Midgard to inhabit, the world of human civilization. Basically, what we know as Earth. And with that, Ask and Embla went on to become the father and mother of the entire human species, with us ending up where we are now. This story itself doesn't really inspire a lot of cultural significance, but you can see a lot of Norse culture impacting the story, if that makes sense. So, for example, trees were frequently used as metaphors for humans throughout Old Norse poetry. The justification for this being that man has his feet on the ground, anchored to the world, with their roots attaching them to death and chaos. But the mind is strong, and like a tree, the mind is able to connect the world above with the world below. The Nordic belief system was also dominated by the belief in the importance of power, war, and victory. And because of this, the Vikings, who were the main believers of the Nordic faith, used to pillage parts of northern England in order to satisfy their hunger for dominance. This also probably explains why Odin went on to kill Ymir without any real reasoning to do so, just purely as an act of strength. And with that, I think that just about wraps up all I have for now. This is actually the most in-depth I have ever gone into Norse mythology before writing this episode. Before making this episode, my extent of Norse mythology went about as far as the Marvel movies. So this was incredibly interesting for me, and I'm really glad I did this. I didn't expect it to be so bizarre and jarring and kind of hard for me to follow, honestly, but it was still a lot of fun for me to create this episode. So I hope you enjoyed yourself and to think there's still plenty more myths where that came from. So if you still care, make sure you keep an eye out for the next episode. I better see you then, because if you don't show up, I'll be very sad. And you don't want to do that, do you? So don't let me down. Until next time.